mention that HBO contest, that that line to text the keyword T to is 20357. You can enter once per day, message and data rates apply. Again, free iced tea, free iced or hot coffee, including root beer, coming back Monday. 20357, text the keyword T. Welcome back into Sports Daily. Jake Balbrock, Tommy Caster here. We will make some football picks in our second hour, so make sure you stay tuned for that chance to win. Tommy, we get the Shockers this weekend out at Temple. Wichita State is ready to rock and roll here, I think, into the conference season. It wasn't, you know, overly impressive against Friends in the final little tune-up there, but they got it done. And now they go and they play a team in Temple who is, similar in their net ranking. I think they're like 124 and Wichita's 102 or something like that. So it's an opener I think we've all been waiting for in a big, big way. Wichita State started the conference season last year 0-6. And then I think it was something like 2-8 or whatever it was. It was not good. Now they go on the road, face a team who at check right now is a 1.5-point favorite. So the Shockers are slight underdogs, which is what I figured it would be, as Temple, again, is very similar in the net and at home. And here we go. Wichita State with a chance maybe I'm the only one, but I've been waiting for this because it's been a promising offseason into a promising non-con, but it all matters what they do in the conference. We've set expectations for this program, and I think a lot of fans are that where you'd like to see them, and that's back near the top of the American Athletic Conference. I'm not saying they need to win it this year. That's probably an unreasonable thing to say right now, but they need to be near the top of it and certainly much better than they were a year ago.
We got an update about Ronnie DeGray, by the way, yesterday, I think it was, or maybe 2 days ago, from Paul Mills, that he's supposed to get a doctor's opinion, I think, here shortly. The plan, I think, is still for him to return by January 14th. But what was interesting was Coach Mills said that that was possible but not probable. So I don't know if we're going to see him, you know, push that out even further into the end of January, early February. But the Shockers, I think, you know, considering that they've been without him and they've dealt with, you know, some other injuries and things like that throughout the course of the season, and they're still in a position to where we think that they could be, you know, competing in the top part of the American Conference, even without Ronnie DeGray on the court, I think is a testament to the overall talent that the team has.
Yeah, it is. And look, it's been awesome that they've been able to get to this point and look as good as they have without him. I was talking to TJ Cleland, friend of the program, one of the hosts here of the program, about this yesterday. I think I would tell you at this point, obviously Xavier Bell, the local talent, and his propensity to score has been an incredible development this season. But for me, the fact that Quincy Ballard has been able to play basically 25 to 30 minutes a game with DeGray out has been one of the great developments of this season. He's had a lot of injury issues over his career. You worried a great deal with DeGray gone because, you know, Mate is a very different kind of player, and he's not going to just step in and replace Ballard, at least effectively defensively. He does different things well. And so that was a big concern with DeGray because he can kind of play everywhere, but he really can back you up at the big. And Ballard has shown he can stay on the floor. That has been incredible to see. Now you're going to get into a situation, since this has happened, where DeGray comes back and you can probably play a lot of minutes with both of those guys on the floor. Wichita State's going to get a whole lot better defensively, I think, when that happens. And then they have a starting lineup. You know, you can mix and match it however you want, but you're going to have at least seven guys who are playing significant minutes, which is a good thing, and probably more like eight and maybe even nine. And now you're looking at depth. You're looking at all of these things. I just think, like, the arrow is definitely pointed in the right direction. They got, you know, they didn't play their best basketball against Friends. There's no doubt about it. They turned the ball over 18 times. I'm not sure if that's a season high, but I'm pretty sure it's a season high. I don't know why that is, but it's not a trend. So I'm not terribly concerned about it. But they're doing a lot of things that make you confident. You know, they're shooting the three. at least with confidence, and we've always known this isn't going to be a three-point shooting specialty type team, but they've got two guys who can, on a bad shooting night, get you points in Justin Hill and Xavier Bell. Both of those guys can score, even when the team's not shooting it particularly well, because both of those guys have become really, really good basket attackers who can get to the free throw line. That's a great thing to have in your back pocket. I think with DeGray, they'll get a whole lot better defensively. If you can be a good defensive team that can score without on a bad shooting night, I think that raises your floor a great deal. And I think Wichita State is that. I think that's what they are or can be.
Hasn't that been kind of the challenge, at least this year, has been just the, I don't want to use the word toughness because I feel like this team is tough. You know, watching them, I definitely get that feeling from them. But when they have struggled, they've been pushed around a little bit, and it's been off and on.
Well, because they're outsized without DeGray. I mean, they are. I get it. I understand why it's happening.
Yeah,
that's why DeGray's return is such a big deal.
Yeah, I think that you know, watching, I go back to the low point of the season. You know, had to have been, I would think, the Florida game. You know, when they were just completely out muscled and pushed around and out rebounded and out toughed and all of that. And I'm sure that that's, you know, what Paul Mills probably points towards, you know, as we get into conference play is, you know, we've got to avoid that, because when that happens, it takes us out of our game. It takes us out of our rhythm. And we tend to struggle. We tend to not look good. We tend to get out of what we are known for. And so I actually, and I know we talked about it at the time when that happened and how bad of a loss that was for Wichita State. But I think that is, and there have been, you know, a couple of other moments that haven't been outstanding for Wichita State for sure, where we've been concerned. And, you know, of course, losing to UMKC at home in a bye game, that was a low point too. But I'm kind of glad that those couple things happened, because I feel like Paul Mills is the kind of coach to be able to use that and get that once they get into conference play here starting on Monday, to be able to say, look, we cannot do these things. If we do these things, it's going to end up like what we saw against UMKC or against Florida when we lost by 40 some points. You know, so using them as motivational pieces or, you know, things to point to of where we don't want to be as a program, I think is going to be extremely important for them once they get into the grind of the American.
I agree. I don't know what to make of the UMKC game. I really don't. I don't know how that happens. I just don't. I don't take a lot from it. Florida's just a really good team. Like, every team has dud games. That doesn't concern me.
A 40-some point loss, though, I think at the time was concerning, regardless who the opponent was.
No. You never want to lose by that margin. But what I'm saying is, like, big picture, losing, getting blown out by a really good team in a holiday tournament, I don't know that that means a great deal, big picture, if it's a one-off. UMKC is the one where you just sort of scratch your head at it. That should not happen. But it hasn't. Nothing has been like a trend from that stuff, right? Like, we know that there are a handful of guys on the team who can really shoot the three. That's a development for this program. We know that they have a really, really talented big who is finding ways to stay on the floor when they need him to the most. They have, you know, when they get DeGray back, between DeGray and Beverly, a couple of Swiss Army knives that you could really throw out anywhere. That's a great thing to have. We've known they have the experience, and now they have two scorers. We didn't know if they would have enough scorers. And we thought, oh, okay, maybe Corey Washington comes in and is a scorer because he's a shooter. Well, that's not, I mean, he's been fine, but what's happened is you have two attackers who are great scorers. And to me, like, that's confidence building, because there are going to be games where Wichita State does not shoot the ball well. Knowing they can get to the line with Hill and Bell at least raises that floor up. And the other thing that's really developed, and the other thing that will help them avoid the big letdowns, is they're shooting free throws at a really, really, really high clip. That helps any team. And it seems so elementary, but it's not always there. You go back to the Friends game. In a game where they weren't, you know, they weren't their best, let's be honest, they shot the lights out from the free throw line. Well, I say shot the lights out, 76%, but they get to the free throw line a ton. And that those are floor raising things. I feel like the floor is so much higher than it was a year ago. I still don't know that we know what the ceiling is, and we won't know until they start playing these conference games. But at least I feel much better in the floor of what Wichita State brings to the table each and every night.
I think that you have to. I mean, I think that overall you have to feel, you know, at least a little bit more, I don't know, I wouldn't use the word confident, but at least optimistic that, you know, the anomalies, the outliers were the games that we talked about a couple of minutes ago. The dud games, the downward, you know, the games that you don't just want to forget about. But we also know that American Conference play a season ago for Wichita State was not kind to them. Just at all. Like, it wasn't kind whatsoever. It's a different cast of characters, you know, in a lot of ways for this Shocker team getting into conference play. And I think that we've seen, in spite of the duds, in spite of the issues, we've seen enough flashes. And I think that you mentioned Xavier Bell a couple minutes ago. Seeing what he's been able to do, taking a step forward this season, I think will, you know, he's been there. He's gone through the gauntlet of American play a season ago. I think that kind of experience is extremely important for Wichita State. And knowing that he has taken a step forward this year, I think they'll lean on him. But then you've got guys like Justin Hill and Corey Washington that have been major producers throughout the course of their careers anyway. And so I think having them and that experience to lean on in conference play, I'm not sure anybody, if you're predicting that Wichita State will suffer the same fate in American play as they did a year ago, you're not watching this team, because I don't think it's going to be that way, right? I don't think it's going to, barring like a major collapse or something, I don't think it's going to be that way this season for Wichita State.
No, I don't either. There's more depth, there's more confidence, there's more experience. It seems very unlikely. Then so the question becomes, well, where could they finish? We saw Memphis get a huge win in their opener. Memphis looks really good. I'm not going to say I think Wichita State's going to finish ahead of Memphis, but I think you can stop there with saying things like that, right? I think you can stop right there. I think they have a shot, have at least a shot to be anywhere else, right? Anywhere else in there behind Memphis doesn't seem totally wild and out of the question. If we go and look at the net right now, Memphis is at 30. The next highest ranked team is North Texas at 76. And then you have Wichita State at 102, Florida Atlantic's right there with them at 109, and then Temple. So if Wichita State can go to Philadelphia and look really good against Temple tonight, I don't think there's any reason why you can't say, well, yeah, they can compete with North Texas. North Texas 8-3. It's all on the table. It's all on the table, and we're so excited tonight to see them play. All right. We're going to take another break. We'll come back. Coming up in the next hour, we will make football picks. We get the full cast in for that. Looking forward to it. A lot to get to. It's Jacob Albright, Tommy Caster at Sports Daily. Coming right back.